Dreamscape presents The Key Lime Crime, a Key West food critic mystery by Lucy Burdett, narrated by Laura Jennings. Chapter 1. No, everybody is not a critic. What most of you are doing out there, online and in three dimensions, is complaining. Pete Wells, The Art of Complaining, The New York Times, February 6, 2019. To whom does our island belong? I found myself wondering that as I sat on my scooter in the rain, late for my pricey but absolutely necessary for a person who eats for a living personal trainer, attempting to cross a massive traffic jam on Eaton Street. Underneath the beads and the beer and the outdoor burgers and music on Duval Street, where the tourists found their happy place, there was a struggle for ownership. I'd seen this on Instagram and Facebook when I posted something especially beautiful about our little knob of coral. Outsiders craved a piece of paradise as much as the locals, the insiders, wanted them gone. This week between Christmas and New Year's, Key West was bursting at the seams. Even my general practitioner had confessed he wouldn't leave his condo complex unless going to work. He'd never seen the island this busy. People wouldn't stop for anyone. On a bicycle, walking, on a scooter, in a car. Old folks, children, chickens, residents, visitors. We were all in the crosshairs of holiday-crazed motorists. Already since Monday, there had been 5 accidents, including 2 couples airlifted to a Miami trauma center, outcomes unknown. And that pointed to one of the drawbacks of living on a small island and getting sick. With the weight of the main